He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It was a third day of OTAs, and we have all sorts of Texans news. I'll start with hair. Wide receiver David Anderson is sporting a newly shaved mohawk. There's photo evidence on the blogs. Anderson's hair, however, was hidden underneath a baseball hat. Yes, the team did not practice in helmets for the first time this summer. Head coach Gary Kubiak was more concerned, however, with Chris Myers and Anthony Weaver. So we'll hear about that. But first, fans, don't forget about Texans Youth Football Camps at the Methodist Training Center. Texans players will visit the all-day clinics and registration is limited. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
Defensive end Anthony Weaver fought nagging injuries last season and was not the pass rusher he wanted to be. Head coach Gary Kubiak thinks he will see a different Weaver this year.
I think it could actually pick up for him because he's healthy. You know, he's going through the offseason. He's got his, you know, he's feeling as good as he's ever felt. But you always have to rotate D linemen. But I think maybe we get a little bit more out of Anthony than last year just because we're getting a good offseason out of him.
The head coach has also been impressed with center Chris Myers.
You know, and he's kind of the guy we chose to be the leader of that group, you know, and it's a lot of pressure to put on a kid, but, you know, he's doing a good job for Alex and John, and, you know, he's only getting better, and he's young, too, so I expect big things out of him.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.